It would seem that Textile and Charlie get together as a project. It seems like, is it once every decade, 10? So
12 years.
Every 12 years. Is there any planned 12-yeardom? I mean, you see each other socially a lot. So why is it such a long period between records?
It's hard to say because we do make various attempts to get it happening during that 12-year period. But inadvertently, I mean, we thought we were going to make a record. Me and Don thought we were going to make a record about a year ago, probably. But then we found out this bloke was
he was busy
running off with PK. So another year had to be added onto that. So just in the fullness of everything, we are locked into this 12-year cycle, Stuart. I'm not sure how or why, but powers greater than ourselves. Seen it to be so, Charlie.
You're poised to make an observation here.
I don't put it down to PK, but really, there was a guy called Shane Walsh who was our bass player who tragically passed away about 3 years ago. And we were starting to put it all together then. And he was such a great sort of spirit in our band. It was kind of hard to get started again without him. And that was the first spanner in the works, so to speak.
Right. And Don, for you, just again, waiting for these things to...
Well, we see each other socially, and I think we, all the time, as you mentioned. And we've been talking about this since... 2010, I think we did the first swap of songs that we had then. But things roll on, and in any year that you know, I'm not busy, the other guys will have. You know, we're all busy actually most of the time. It's really a matter of finding a window when three of us are when it all lines up and we've got the spare time.
Mm-hmm. And throughout that period, I mean, is Textile and Charlie in the back of your minds? I mean, when you write a song, are you, even like 9 years ago, are you going, I'm not going to record that with, you know, on a solo record or a Dark Horses record or whatever? You go, that eventually will be a Textile and Charlie song?
Don says he just writes and certain things fall where they may.
Yeah.
But, and I, last time... I think the 2010 attempt to bring it all together, there were songs that actually ended up as Dark Horses songs. But I think the songs that have eventually ended up, the ones that I've presented to the group for this record, could have only existed, or should have only existed on the Textile and Charlie album.
Mm-hmm.
There's a certain quality to them. Dark Horses and Textile and Charlie material, there is an overlap there for me, yeah, with some things, and me and Charlie can play, if we do a duo thing, we could play Textile and Charlie songs right next to Dark Horses songs, and they sit together quite well, the songs that are on this record, like Man in Conflict with Nature, should have only been,
mm-hmm.
you know, should, and they have, ended up on a Textile and Charlie album. And I couldn't imagine them anywhere else.
And how many songs, and I'll ask you this, Don, I mean, how many songs collectively come to a Textile and Charlie album? I mean, are we going a pool of maybe, you know, 30 or 40 songs, or are we really a couple from each?
It is about that.
Is it? Yeah, it's less. It's not as many as you know, in other projects. You know, that I go through. Sometimes there's a lot more songs that get winnowed down to 10 or 12. We tend to deal with a smaller pool, but a higher quality pool. I think I can say that openly, and. So I think we demoed maybe 15, and so it hasn't come back much.
Mm-hmm.
There were more songs that there's songs that that Don presents that could be done by other artists, and that Text on Charlie could sort of give our thing to and make them our songs. Then there are songs that are fit just nicely, and then there are a bunch of songs headed by a song called Dead Meat Girl that that are even we I find it we've over the years tried to go let's try Dead Meat Girl, and there's a few other Don songs that are sort of I don't think we can get away with this, Don. But we every time we come back together, we try, and then can we change a couple of words, Don?
I don't know about that. Man.
So until we get until society standards or go up or down,
lower.
I'm not sure.
Down.
Go off to the side a little. We've decided that there is. I mean, I'm happy to bring this.
Tex wouldn't be talking about this if he didn't want to so badly do this song. And it's been,
I know. There's just a couple of lines that I just don't think I can get away with.
It's been on it's been on the plate now for 15 years, and Tex keeps pulling it in, sticking the fork in it, and then pushing it to the side of the plate, and. And it's just, it's there. There's a line, okay? There's a line for what's acceptable in polite society. Not in polite, even in impolite society. A line for what's acceptable in barbarian society. This song is just a furlong over the wrong side of that line.